Michael Jackson, Leave Me Alone. 22 minutes to 5 now. And Charlotte Levy is one of 10 finalists in the 2014 Chemistry World Science Competition, which invites writers to explore dual themes of chemistry and art. The 25-year-old from Totnes has always had a passion for cooking and chose to combine that with her knowledge of particle chemistry. She's a clever girl. So when I spoke to her a little earlier, I asked her, has she always been interested in cooking?
Well, I've always been into baking, and it's only been fairly recently, I guess, that I've started getting into making things that, like, other people would usually describe as not necessarily difficult, but just a bit time-consuming. I came across this little competition and thought that it would be a good chance to combine my work and a hobby.
You're talking about the cocoa bean particle, is that right, in liquid chocolate?
Very, very briefly. The essay was only 800 words, so I tried to fit in as much as I could. So I mentioned that very briefly.
Is this something you want to do when you leave uni, is to work in the industry scientifically with food?
It's definitely a possibility. Again, it's only been relatively recently that I've kind of started to get into the actual research side and the underlying chemical principles. And the stuff I do in uni is the chemistry I'm around in uni every day is actually very similar to the chemistry required in that kind of industry. So it's definitely a possibility.
So how do you feel about being one of 10 finalists in this Chemistry World Science competition?
I feel really, really excited. It means that in March I have to go to the Royal Society of Chemistry in London to present some work, and then a panel of judges will ask me about it. I have no idea what questions they're going to ask, but I'm really excited. It'll be interesting.
So you said it was an 800-word essay. What did it contain then that made the judges go, "Gosh, she's good"?
I have no idea. I think I'm pretty okay when it comes to writing, and the essay had to be about the topic of chemistry and art. And within that topic, you could write about anything, but it has to somehow be related to the chemical sciences. So I decided to write about how the expansion of our knowledge of chemistry over a period of centuries has helped to develop really beautiful pastries and chocolates that can be considered as works of art.
Yeah, because it is very science-based, isn't it? The fact that these big, large companies and manufacturers employ a lot of people to scientifically look at why people are attracted to certain meringues and flavours and chocolates. It's all really interesting.
It is. It is really interesting because in the essay, for example, I briefly mentioned the chocolate manufacturing process. And I kind of talked about how the cocoa butter and the chocolate can take different crystal forms. And the different types of forms it takes will determine how the chocolate tastes and how it looks and even how it sounds when you snap it. And it's all that kind of stuff that's really, really important to a consumer.
Yes, of course, because everything is with the eyes first. So it's the look of it and the smell of it which anticipates the taste.
Exactly.
I love it. And it's a monster of a business, isn't it? So people, you know, these big chocolate companies and biscuit companies will all be looking for the best people. So is that something you want to pursue?
It's definitely an option, especially now that I've written this essay and it's kind of, I had to do loads of research into that sort of area.
Did you have to eat a lot of chocolate for your research?
Yeah, that's all part of the research process. Just make sure it's not too much.
So you've got to go to London and a panel of people are going to talk to you and you don't have no idea what they're going to say. You're going to sort of maybe take them off a bit of chocolate and offer them to put it on their tongue and taste it, or maybe?
Well, actually, what we have to do as part of this final is present our essay as some sort of visual piece. So because I spoke about food, I think the kind of visual piece I'm going to choose is going to be kind of self-evident. And yeah, I was definitely thinking about maybe adding some tastings into there. So yeah.
I think you win them over with that.
Oh, thank you. I hope so.
Well, good luck and let us know how you get on.
Thank you very much.
What a lovely lady Charlotte is. And yeah, all the best. Hope you do really well in that competition.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand.